Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back to Monday. Morning to you.
Morning.
So, Amy lives in a part of town that's been called one of the coolest towns in America, right? Like, her area of town is called one of the coolest areas of any town in America. And so she's out walking her dog. She's got some Zit cream on her face. And she runs into Brothers Osborne, one of them, right? Because she lives like two houses down in the coolest part of America.
It's pretty
right?
cool.
And I wasn't expecting on seeing anybody. I knew I had the Zit cream on my face. But I was like, my dog needed to go out. I didn't have a lot of time. I needed to keep it on. I needed to keep it medicating, doing its thing. And so I just go to take her out and expect to see nobody. And then, boom, who walks outside right when I'm going past their house real quick? TJ.
Yeah, Brothers Osborne. We already said that.
Yeah. So anyway, he's super nice about it. We addressed the elephant in the room right away.
Yeah.
Because there was no avoiding it. And he was so kind. He said, even with that on your face, you still look good. I said, thank you.
He's so good.
Like, you're a nice guy. You are nice.
Even with that on your face, you still look good.
Yeah. It went sort of like that. Yeah. He had some other dude with him. I met him. I was like, hi. Nice to meet you. Yeah, it was awkward.
Well, it's funny you go walk the dog with Zit cream on.
Because it was right outside my house. I wasn't expecting to see anybody. I just thought, I felt like I needed to take her out because she can't. Normally, I just let her out in the backyard, but because my garage is being built, we don't have a fence.
The Garage Mahal.
Yeah, the Garage Mahal.
How's that thing growing?
It looks great.
Yeah?
Yeah. So because I can't just throw her in the backyard, I have to take her outside.
Are tourists coming to take pictures of the Garage Mahal? It's like the tallest thing in the town.
It's because it's on a hill. No, my backyard goes up on a hill. It is awkward.
Above the trees?
You can always find Amy's house. Just search for the North Star. I mean, Garage Mahal and follow it.
Yeah.
Follow the garage. Well, it's good.
I know. Yeah. It's just a normal garage. I promise you, it's on a hill.
Yeah, no, we're not even talking about that. I'm talking about Zit cream.
Wow. Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Isaac Davis and Nate Howmuth, both 11 years old, are safety patrols at Coppergate Elementary School. They're in charge of lowering the flag at dismissal time. Did you see the picture?
I haven't, no.
It's pouring rain. And it went viral because they're out in the pouring rain and they're not stopping until they get the flag completely folded.
Wow.
As it's just pouring down. And they fold the flag and they walk inside drenched wet.
Wow.
Yep, I thought it was pretty awesome. I see you.
Yeah, you Bobby Bones.
On the phone right now is Audrey in Wichita. Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Okay, so I have a situation. I work for an attorney, and my coworker has been offered a position at our biggest rival. She told me and my other coworker about it, and I can't decide if we should tell our boss or not.
You know, I always think you should mind your own business. If it really doesn't affect you, it's kind of not your thing. That's the thing. Like, if it affected you, I would say it's your business, but I don't feel like it's your business. Do you?
Sometimes, because I'm going to have to pick up her extra work.
Yeah, but again, let's just put you in her scenario. If they came to you and said, we'd love for you to come work for us, wouldn't you want someone that you told in confidence to keep something in confidence?
Probably, yes. If you look at it that way, yes.
I always try to reverse a scenario. If it were me, I just think you mind your own business. That's really what I think. And you let it play out. And it's really like a rival. I mean, it's not like you're fighting them at noon with swords. Like, you're competing at getting... My final judgment on this is I would just mind your own business. It just is a general rule, Audrey. And I think you'll do that because, to me, you sound like a good person.
Okay, well, thank you, Judge Conanson.
Thank you very much for the call. Would anyone disagree? You can disagree with that.
No.
Like, my general rule is just, if it ain't yours, don't be worrying about it.
Yeah, what's the point of going to tell the boss?
Well, because you get like, oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that inside tip. Only problem is that normally doesn't last that long. And then the boss will be like, oh, if she's telling on them, she's probably telling somebody else on me.
Dang.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
True.
It's another point.
It's like, never trust people that tell you other people's secrets. If Amy came to me and was like, I'm about to tell you Eddie's secret. I'm like, ooh, I'd like to hear that secret about tell me about Eddie. But then I'm going to think when you leave, oh, so she's probably telling my secrets to people too. So never trust somebody that's telling you other people's secrets.
Yeah.
Just a little knowledge bomb, boom, dropped on you courtesy of me.
Boom.
Thank you.
Get your balls on, this is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
All right, your Monday positivity right now.
Tell me something good.
All right, tell me something good, Amy.
Well, a woman was out walking her dog, BB, but there was terrible weather. 60-mile-per-hour winds. She was right by the ocean. Choppy ocean situation. The dog blew into the ocean. So she feared, she's older. She didn't want to jump in. She didn't know if she could carry her dog to shore. But guess what? There was a male model nearby doing a photo shoot. All he had to do was rip off his pants. I guess it's a shirtless photo shoot. He jumped in, saved the dog. Shout out.
I'm amazed. Like, if my dog blew into the ocean, I would be like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And are there any male models around?
Yeah.
They couldn't just say there's a man that jumped in, too.
Right.
He had to, one, be a model, and two, rip his pants off.
That's all it says. It says Raiden tore off his pants.
There it is. Ran slow motion.
And jumped into the sea.
The sea, yes. As he jumped ever so gently into the Caspian Sea, he reached out for the canine. Lunchbox?
There's this New York City cop. He's getting off work, and his wife calls and says, hey, don't forget to stop and buy a Powerball ticket at the gas station. So he stops, and he sees that the Powerball ticket's $2. He goes, just give me the Mega Millions. He gets home, and the wife's like, I told Jew Powerball. They won $169 million.
Oh, wow. He bought the wrong ticket and it won.
Yeah.
Wow.
$169 million.
That's a lot.
Okay, so you're driving down the road and you're a cop and you see somebody driving erratically. So you pull him over. Boo! And she's like, I got a baby. The baby's not breathing. So fortunately for her, the cop was like, I got you. Starts doing CPR on the baby in the back of the police car. Our partner was in. He's like, let's go, 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 go. Doing CPR as they got to the hospital, ran her right in the hospital room. They were able to save the baby.
Oh, wow. That's one of those things where I'm like, oh, thank goodness you pulled me over. Or you saw me driving erratically.
Yes. Quote, eternally grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that baby CPR, that's always got to be a little more stressful than big people CPR.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it very, very smallly.
And then
tiny. And gently.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're probably like just doing pinky. I don't know. It's
and what
a whole
song
thing.
Are you supposed to do it to?
No, not to a baby. That's staying alive.
Oh. So you don't do that to a baby?
Probably
with your
not.
Pinky?
Unless you're like,
You do like the lullaby version? Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Rose in Austin, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What can I help you with?
Well, I was calling to see if I could get your advice on writing a maid of honor speech.
Sure, go ahead.
Well,
oh, is that it? You just want advice on it?
Yes, my best friend's getting married on November 18th, and I have no clue how to write a maid of honor speech.
Okay, and this is going to sound so cheesy, but if you Google writing a maid of honor speech, they will give you a ton of tips, like how to start it, middle, and end. The only advice that I would give you is don't wing it. And you did say writing it. Don't wing it, because you'll forget what you're saying. You'll feel stupid afterward. Even if you did a good job, you won't know, because you just winged it. Like, if I wing something, I'm winging it prepared. So, and I'm also someone who gets paid professionally to give speeches. So don't wing it. Write it down. There's no shame in writing it down. The number one thing, though, is do not go too long. Brevity is the absolute key in giving a speech. Because really, Rose, it's cool that you're up there, but nobody really cares that you're up there saying a whole lot of stuff. You say you love her, you're proud of her, and then get out of Dodge. Because somebody drunk can give a 10-minute speech after that, and they're gonna be the donkey of the whole place. So Google, keep it brief, write it down.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
That's it. And don't wing it. And good luck with that, and thank you. Let me know how it goes.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from San Antonio, Texas. Two guys go out and they find this girl. They bring her back to their place. They're like, man, we both have a crush on her. What to do? I know how to settle this. They had a sword fight.
Oh yeah. That'll impress her, too.
So in the living room, they had a sword fight. And one guy sliced his hand open.
Oh.
Had to be rushed to the hospital. Other guy facing charges.
Are these adult men?
Oh, they're adult men.
The guy can be facing charges. The other guy was like consent to sword fight, right?
You know what? You have a point there. I mean, can you legally duel? I challenge you to a duel. Or, like, really?
I don't know.
Because if you can, then is it legal? Because it used to be. Like, I challenge you to a duel, and you go out in the street, and you fight it out.
I don't know. I mean, see how this plays out.
Why is this a big deal? Back in the medieval days, that's how we handled things.
Not even that. Back in, like, the presidency, like, in the 20s and 30s.
That's true.
They would go out and duel each other.
With guns. Gunfight on the street.
Like, the 1800s? Dang.
Well, yeah. So did they, anybody get the girl?
No word on who got the girl.
No!
Oh, Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Man, I hope the prince, the guy that won, got her. Because he, won a knighthood, right?
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
Do you have trouble focusing in the morning?
You know who you're talking to? Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Yes, I always have trouble focusing.
They say you could blame your coffee habit, especially if you drink on an empty stomach, because it makes it impossible to concentrate. When you skip breakfast and you put down a big cup of coffee, your body goes into survival mode, decreasing your attention span, and then you pair it with no breakfast, and it's...
So basically, eat something, then have your coffee?
Or at the same time, just don't do it without.
All right, gotcha.
Are we coffee? Like, I've never had coffee. Lunchbox doesn't drink coffee.
Never had it.
Who's a coffee drinker here?
Me.
I.
You two are? Just
yes.
You two? There are eight of us. Does anyone else? Mike D does. Three coffee drinkers? Out of eight of us, only three of us drink coffee?
That's weird.
I'm shocked by that, especially the hours that we work. You would think we all were drinking
just
coffee.
Just pounding coffee all morning.
Black.
Black.
I love it, black.
Let me, okay, wait a minute.
Like, my goodness.
Let me ask a question here.
Yeah.
So, is that just cool in movies to go, I'll have my coffee black?
Yeah.
Or is that, like, what's good?
Because it tastes like crap. Like, black isn't good.
That's exactly how my husband drinks it, and that's how I drink it.
Yeah, because your husband's manly.
It probably gets in the military and didn't have a lot of, like, soft stuff in the military.
Yeah, he drinks while he's flying, like, because he's a pilot, and, like, there's really nothing you can mix it with, but... I mean, I had to eliminate a lot of the sweeteners or sugary stuff because it's just not good for you. And I still wanted the coffee. And if you get good quality coffee, you can drink it black. Ugh. Shout out West Rock.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy got into an Uber, and the Uber driver wanted to talk to Amy the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, heads up, can we talk?
Okay, right. Heads up, can we talk?
And I was like, yeah.
So, but there was a reason.
Mm-hmm. So he recently moved here with his wife from Venezuela, and he's a CPA by trade, and he doesn't really get to communicate with a lot of people, but he's trying to really perfect his English. So he started driving Uber to chit-chat with customers, so that way he can get really good at English.
How about that?
So he gives you a heads up when you get in. He's like, hey, do you mind if we talk the whole time? I'm trying to practice English.
Now, I would even be into that.
Yeah.
And
no,
I don't like talking,
so cool.
But I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Right?
That's a smart way to learn English.
I know. I loved it. I was like, do you want me to take another ride somewhere else? We can keep talking.
Oh, boy. Amy's found her permanent driver. It's not even an Uber. I was walking in, and Raymond, our producer, mm-hmm. has an old Blazer. And he has a U.
Oh,
Raymond drives
gosh.
Uber now.
He does.
I see that Ray put
goodness.
The U on his Blazer.
Yeah!
It's for real. Like, he printed it out on the work printer.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it's like a big old piece of paper.
What?
So, you've had the whole weekend now. You've been dry. How's it going?
Ended up doing some rides. It's been great. Some people recognized me, so it was kind of like, yeah, I'm Ray from the Bobby Bones Show. And they're like, no, you're not. I'm like, yes, I am. I just enjoy driving. I have some free time. So it was like that.
Are you making a little bit of money?
I honestly am. And you get the cash in like 2 days.
Really?
Yes.
So is it, you like the short drives where it's like a few blocks, or the long drives?
It's all about the short ones. You take somebody from their house to the club real quick in 6 minutes, $6.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought I was annoying people by going a short distance, but I guess that's the better way.
No, that's hooking them up.
Oh, okay.
Go a block.
Oh.
You should perfect your English, by the way, while you're at it.
That's mine's good.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Georgia man confessed to fatally shooting his neighbor over dog poop in the yard. Did you guys see this?
Whoa!
No!
Woo!
A Georgia man told police officers he shot and killed his neighbor because he was tired of the man's dog pooping in his yard.
Dang.
Larry Bates was arrested last month for the murder of Paul Wilson, who lived across the street from him. Bates also shot and killed one of the dogs. First of all, this dude is nuts anyway. Like, he's obviously not there. And then he's angry. So when you're not there all the way and you're angry, that's a bad mixture. He appeared in court. Several officers testified that he confessed on multiple occasions.
Oh, man.
So wow.
That's sad. That's crazy. It also reminds me of Lunchbox because he walks his dog, and Lunchbox's dog has free reign to poop wherever he wants, and he didn't pick anything up.
That's right. I got two dogs, and they got free reign. If there's grass and they got to drop it, they drop it, and we just keep on walking. We chunk the deuces, say goodbye, and we go on our way, and that's just the way it is. I mean, I just don't. I've never lived in a society where people started picking up dog poop. And
in
so,
a society,
you live in it now. What is the Hunger Games? Yeah, this is the society we live in now.
Yeah, right
people
now.
Pick up their dog poop.
Yeah, which I don't understand. When we became this weird society that wants to pick up dog poop, do deers pick up their poop? Nope.
What? We're not deers.
Yeah, there hasn't been
deers
a deer in my yard.
Deers are domesticated animals.
They have
animals.
Hooves.
I'm just saying.
They can't.
Do squirrels pick up their poo? No.
They're not domesticated.
Okay. Well, hey, do birds pick up their poo?
Okay. Stop. We're not stop. Going through
this
every animal.
Nowhere.
I mean, do
Lunch is rolling
bears?
Through Noah's Ark right now, one at a time.
How about giraffes?
What about
zebras?
Elephants?
Do they pick up their poo?
Camels?
I rest my case.
What about fish? They pick up their poo?
No.
Okay.
So, Lunchbox one time... A dog pooped in somebody's yard, and he kept walking, and the people went and picked the poop up and put it on Lunchbox's porch.
Yeah, they did. They bagged it up and brought it to my house for me. By the time I got back from the walk, there was a bag of dog poop sitting on my doorstep. That wasn't cool.
Like, I mean, what's society coming to, right, Lunchbox?
Yeah, like, I mean, if you're going to pick it up, just throw it in the trash can. What's the point? Weird people. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, and these people, like, they're like, I see sometimes the dog's like, poop in a flower bed, and people are like climbing over people's flowers trying to dig it. Just leave it. No one's walking through the flowers. I mean, come on. You look like an idiot.
Oh, my.
Just don't understand it. I'll never understand it. I just don't get it.
My dog just plays in the backyard now, so I don't have to worry about that. But when I would go to the park, it's a different story. I don't want anybody to step. I don't want to step in poop, so I don't want people stepping in poop. Do unto others is what I say. That's the kind of society that I would like to live in.
Okay.
The do unto others society.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
The story over the weekend I saw is that millennials hate beer and that beer is falling rapidly. Like, younger people aren't drinking as much beer. Well, let's go to our real millennial in the room, our new digital girl, Morgan number two. Do you drink beer?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like beer?
Yeah.
If you get to have a drink at a bar, what do you drink?
Typically like a Coors Light or a mixed drink. Just depends on how
so
I'm
she
feeling.
Beer.
Coors Light. Guys across America are like, hey, what up?
I don't drink, so I don't know what that means.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just a raw beer. It's like America's beer.
Yeah, that's my dad's favorite.
Morgan number two is from Wichita, Kansas. Earth.
Yeah.
Salt of America.
Yeah. Earth. Coors Light, Bud
yeah.
Light.
Like, I want a girl that drinks a cold Coors Light.
How old are you?
23.
She's like super millennial.
Yeah, that's cool.
But again... A 23-year-old, Amy, for you, was it all beer when you went to the bar?
When I was 23?
Yeah.
No, I was doing like Smirnoff Ice with Skittles in the bottom.
Okay. With what in the bottom?
Skittles.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, it flavors them. Yeah, or Jolly Ranchers,
but
I guess.
But they don't even make Smirnoff Ice anymore, do they?
Yeah.
They do?
No
oh,
yeah.
Clue. What about Zima?
Zima's coming gone. Back.
Yeah, I saw Zima's coming
it's back.
Back.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's back.
Maybe that's what I used to do with Skittles in the bottom. So good. And then when you get to the bottom, when you finish it, you got to chew up the Skittles.
Were they good? Or they taste like alcohol? Alcohol
no,
smells
so,
so bad. I don't.
Not Zima's.
I had some
I don't recommend
oysters,
drinking those.
And they were like cooked in some sort of like bourbon or something.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no alcohol in it, but I could taste the alcohol on it.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it tasted terrible. Like, why someone would taste like the taste of alcohol? It's like coffee. Blech.
Yeah, maybe we just look through the taste to get the buzz.
Well, there's no buzz in this oyster.
Yeah, it's called
it
cooked away.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I feel like since it's Monday, we can do a little segment called That's Rude. David on Twitter says, hey, Mr. Bobby Bones, heard the country version of Namaste. Didn't think the song could get any worse. Bravo, uh-oh. Sir. All right. Well, I kind of, I mean, whatever, that's rude. Whatever. I was going to play it, but here.
Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but now I'm
Namaste, namaste, namaste.
There you go. The fiddle makes it look country.
Mm-hmm.
Rude. Ryan on Facebook writes, Amy doesn't own a microwave? What brain cells is she worried about losing?
Oh, that's rude.
Emily on Facebook writes, why is Amy so lame? I think my 88-year-old grandmother would be more fun to be around.
Oh, well, that's lame.
Wait,
what? Lame?
It's
I mean,
the same as
rude.
Well, that's rude. It is rude.
At Radio Lunchbox is a washed-up moron. I'd say he peaked in high school, but getting a sympathy prom king crown isn't that impressive either. That's rude. And then finally, heard there was a Bigfoot sighting in Wichita. Turns out it was just Lunchbox doing an event there.
I mean, well, that's rude.
Amy laughed.
No, that's rude.
I know. No, that's lame.
Yeah.
Well, she
the whole
her,
segment's called That's
on.
Rude.
She called her lame, so I hear lame and I heard, well, that's lame.
No.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we're taking your Monday morning confessions. Sometimes names come up with parentheses because they don't want to be known. And so this is parentheses Mary. Okay, hi, Mary.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you for being in our confession segment. What would you like to share with our audience?
Well, when my husband proposed to me, he surprised me with a ring. And I didn't like it. And I just didn't know what to say or how to, like, tell him that I didn't like the ring. And so it was just a couple of weeks later, my friend's boyfriend died. And I went to the funeral. And I accidentally dropped it at the gravesite.
Wait a minute. You accidentally dropped it. Wait, what? Like, you threw it down there?
Well, I didn't throw it down there, but I kind of dropped it in that general vicinity.
What? Wait, what? There's so many parts to this. I don't.
And so you just wanted a new ring?
I wanted a new ring. I didn't like that one, and I didn't know how to tell him.
So you dropped it in a.
He dropped it
at a
grave
where a guy gets buried.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's buried. So now it's buried.
I did get a new one, and I really like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
I don't know.
Like, well, I would just be like selling it at a pawn shop or something. Or
get money to
yeah,
put
or,
towards the new one.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
now
yeah.
It's like just in the ground.
Allison in Springfield. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being part of Monday Morning Confessions.
Yep.
What would you like to say?
I have a parent confession about my daughter. When she was 10 years old, my parents bought her a cell phone, which was about 10 years ago. And it was when everything was just getting popular, and so she would be texting her friends. And I told her that whatever she sent her friends, I could log into the computer and look at those, and that if she had deleted any of them off her phone, I would know, and she would get the phone taken away. So fast forward about 6 years when she was 17. She said something to me and asked me if I had seen a message that a friend had sent her. And I said, well, no, how would I have seen that? And she's like, because you log in and look at everything. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, you told me that you could log in and look at everything. And I've argued with my friends for 6 years telling them not to send me bad stuff because you see it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Eddie yells, that's good.
That's great. I love that trick.
I know, right?
Yes, I'm a big fan.
Except for you got to remember what you're
that's
tricking
right,
your
you
kids
do.
With.
That's the hardest part about lying. You have to remember you're lying.
It's so hard.
It's the hardest part. Thank you for your confession. I really appreciate that, Allison. Have a great morning. I'm going to do one more. Let's go to Terry in Georgia. Terry, welcome to Monday Morning Confessions.
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to confess?
Well, I have been married for a couple of years now, and I actually have a state job that I get paycheck on every 2 weeks, but I also receive a supplement check that my husband does not know about.
Oh, okay. Cool. Another one of these.
Wow.
So
yeah.
You have money he doesn't know you have.
Yeah, it's like $1,000 at end of month.
But
he doesn't know.
Holy cow.
He has no clue.
Wait, what are you planning to do with this money?
Yeah.
I put it in the savings, and also I have children, the older children, that sometimes need my help.
Oh. Okay.
And what would he say if he found out?
Oh, he would be. He would not be nice.
Oh, no.
Does he look? He's just hang up. Okay, you know what? All right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Like, she was ready to end it. She's like, all right. Gotta go. Thanks for having me on.
Wow.
It's getting late. Yeah. Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones.
Boom.
What's up, Bobby?
All right, lots of Monday morning confessions here on the phones. Let's go to Ohio, and Mandy is on. Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead and confess your little heart away.
I started a process about adopting. My fiance does not know about it because I can't have no more kids, and he wanted a boy, but I can't have no more kids. So I started processing adoption, and he didn't really want to do it at this time because we're trying to plan for our wedding and stuff in October, and I went ahead and started without him.
Wait, hold on.
I have so much to say.
That was
right
great.
Now. I have so much.
So you can't have a kid. You want a kid. You're marrying him. He doesn't want a kid right now, but you've secretly started the adoption process without him.
He wants a boy.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Amy, what would you like to say?
I just feel like, you're bringing another, if you're trying to bring a child into this relationship, both of you have to be on board for adoption. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have got to be honest with him about this, like ASAP. ASAP. There's nothing more to say. Right? Right?
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I just don't take it lightly. It just, you can't go into a marriage like that.
Mandy, good luck. I hope you take Amy's advice. And wow.
I mean, you have to be willing to, if you started the adoption process, you have to be willing if you get matched, you could know that you could raise this child by yourself, too.
Let's go over to Lauren in Louisiana. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Monday morning confessions. What do you got?
I was taking my garbage can out and accidentally knocked the side mirror on my neighbor's car. And I guess I hit it a little too hard and it popped off. The whole side mirror fell off. So I ran inside real quick and I got the Loctite glue. And I glued it all up and stuck it back on and it held.
There we go. That's the kind of confession we like right there. That's a good one. Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. That's the kind we can laugh with. Yeah, thank you. Hey, I hope you felt... Now you're free to do whatever you want. You don't ever tell them. If you confess on the show, you're all clear. Yes.
Was it the side mirror on her car or her neighbor's car?
My neighbor's car,
yeah.
Okay, so...
It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, she glued it back.
Hey, well, yeah, it's good.
Well, okay, yeah. I guess, there as long go. As it sticks.
There you go. Thank you. Let's go to Heather in Mississippi. Hi, Heather.
Hey.
Monday morning confessions. What do you have?
About a year ago, my husband, he was, I guess, spending a little more time on the computer, cell phone than I thought he should. So just kind of had some suspicions, and I made this fake app and started texting him like I was another woman. And he kind of went with it and started saying some, you know, I guess some kind of inappropriate things, but then I just kind of like deleted it and didn't follow up with it. But I never told him and wasn't really sure what to do with that information that I got.
Are you with him still?
I am.
Well. You still haven't been able, I haven't been able to hold it in. You still haven't been able to say anything?
I didn't know how to, I just...
Play this back.
You can't tell. Oh, you're just playing the clip. No. You can't tell him what you did.
Oh.
You can't. Oh. But you have to go and see if he'll be honest with you about what how he's talking to other women and then play it from there.
Wait, you want him to be honest, but you're not going to be honest with how you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Life ain't always about black and white. Sometimes you gotta attack the gray hard.
Hard.
And be like, I feel like you're on the computer lodge or anything you want to tell me. And then see if he's honest and go from there. But
that's hard.
You can't be like, I also lied to you about lying. Ooh, these are too heavy. Today's a heavy day. Thanks for the confessions. Go ahead and check out before they get any heavier, any more. All right. The Bobby Bones Show. You know, as humans, we have our age milestones. At 16, you get to...
Drive.
Yes. At 18, you get to...
Smoke.
No, vote.
Or serve our country.
Yes, serve the country. I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
That Surgeon General's warning.
21, you get to...
Drink!
Okay, easy. At 26, I think you get to...
Rent a car!
Yeah.
Right. So they're all these, right? So, here we go. These are songs and they're milestones. Songs that could now vote because they're 18 years old as of right now.
Oh.
Lone Star Amaze. I don't know how you do what you do.
so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
18 years old, also able to vote this year. Write This Down from George Strait.
Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know.
Ready to have your mind blown?
Yeah.
Yep.
18 years old, able to vote, and they shouldn't be able to vote because Smash Mouth All-Star.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Isn't that crazy? They all came out in 1999. They'd all be able to vote.
Man.
Songs that can now buy alcohol because they're 21 years old.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Genuine Pony. Although, I bet Pony's been buying alcohol on the down low for a long time.
Yeah, sneaking into clubs.
21 years old, Tracy Lawrence, Time Marches On.
Time Marches On.
And My Maria.
My Maria.
So those all came out in 1996. Another milestone. Apparently it's 25 years old to rent a car. So finally able to rent a car as of today. 1992, these songs came out. Achy Breaky Heart.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart.
Some Girls Do from Sawyer Brown.
Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too.
And I Will Always Love You from Whitney Houston.
And I
25 years
will
old.
Always love you.
I'll give you one more. Songs that can now run for president. Do you guys know how old you have to be for that?
35.
That's right. Nice job. Songs that can run for president. How about...
Oh, yeah. Life goes on.
Oh, really?
Jack and Diane's 35 years old.
Of living in
I believe that.
You do?
Yeah.
Man, that song feels like it's newer than like when I was born.
Oh,
though.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
That feels right for me.
Yeah, how about this song feels older to me.
It's deep. I am a tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Yeah. Rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor starts his spread in the night. And he's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
Man, that's a jam still,
jam.
Though, right?
So good.
Amy didn't say anything about it. She didn't care.
No, I guess like to work out to it sometimes.
But we think of Rocky,
yes,
I think. As
course.
Guys, we're like, oh, like we want to fight somebody. I used to watch Rocky and then beat the crap out of my little sister.
Wow. Oh, that's nice of you.
Cool. Hey, props, dude.
Yeah, like, and she was 4 years younger than me, so I was dominant, right? Because I'd be like 12 and she'd be like 8, so I'd watch Rocky. And I'd be like, get in here.
Awesome.
I only watched Rocky because y'all made me, and I only watched the one where he goes, if he dies, he dies.
That's 4.
Rocky 4, the best Rocky.
Yeah, y'all told me. Rocky 4, it's the best one. Watch
it's
it.
It's the
so
best one. It's where he beat the crap out of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson is also, his song, Always On My Mind, 35 years old.
You were always on my mind.
I thought that would have been older. If you would have asked me, I thought that would have been older.
Yeah, it sounds old.
Will, I've never known Willie to not be super old. That's the weird thing about Willie. And I love Willie. And as legends, I think underrated as a legend of country music. Because he's Texas, you know, and he's not seen all of...
Yeah.
I mean, he lives in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a Texas...
But
he's
one of the Texas artists that's known nationally.
No, globally.
Globally. Okay, sure.
Yeah, but there are a lot of Texas artists.
That's
what
I'm saying. Like, there's so many, but being that I'm from Texas, I feel like so many of my friends would know so many of the artists. But from other states, they just don't. But they all know Willie Nelson.
Because Willie Nelson was a national artist.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference. Like, yeah, there's a difference.
So many times I'm like, Jerry Jeff Walker, don't y'all know who he is? And they're like, no. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's Texas country.
I know.
That's a smaller sub-genre.
That's what I'm saying.
Country.
Willie is 83 years old.
Wow.
And still, well, you know, doing his thing.
Still
Willie
living.
Willie just chilling.
Yeah.
Willie, the last time I heard, and Eddie, you may be one of the ones that know this story too, is that Willie, you know, has a big house, nice house, lots of land.
but lives in his tour bus because he feels more comfortable on the bus than his house.
Yeah, when I met him, he was in his tour bus parked outside his house. And we asked him, do you ever go in there? He's like, sometimes my wife's in there, but I stay out here. That's home to him.
Willie and Waylon and the boys.
Because he's been on a bus his whole life. Right. So that feels more comfortable than like his big old awesome house.
That's crazy.
So all those songs have milestones as of today. Did you guys like that segment or no?
Yeah.
Loved it. Made me feel old, but loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting too. Of all of them, the most surprising was that Smash Mouth can vote.
Yeah.
And I don't care how old Smash Mouth is, they should never be able to vote.
Yeah.
So, all star. Yeah, there's that.
This is the Bobby Bones.
So, Ed Sheeran has this song, Shape of You, right?
The club is the only place that I can club in the club down. Ooh.
You guys are with the song, right?
Yeah.
I nailed that pretty good. Was
nailed
that pretty good?
It.
And I'm just a guy that knows how to play guitar with woo, 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 woo.
So he has that song, and he's had to add the writers of TLC No Scrubs because they're like, you stole part of our song. And he's like, yep, I guess I kind of did and didn't know it. So here is Shape of You.
Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's that.
Right? Girl, you know I want your love.
No scrubs. I know you're saying no, but even they were like, yes. Even the creators of the music were like, yep, it sounds so similar that we have to add it.
That's just them being safe, though, right?
Yeah, it's them not. Well, listen, you have, even I have insurance as a writer.
Yeah.
And so if you don't feel like you lost the case, you just go, no,
right.
Sue me. You're going to lose. Because that's millions and millions and millions of dollars.
But what
because
do
you're
you
talking
hear?
About two or three people that wrote that song. I'm not sure how many people wrote Shape of You. And then you have to add on, let's say, two or three other people. You're talking about a sixth of the money now instead of a third. So there's heavy money involved here.
Girl, you know I want your love. Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me.
I mean, I think if they would have fought it, they would have won, but...
If they would have fought it and won, then I think they wouldn't have done it.
Okay, but Bobby, what's your professional opinion? Because you have an ear for this sort of thing.
I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love for me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to... Oh, 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 oh.
I don't know. That's a stretch, man.
The fact that they kind of came owned up to it, I guess I'll go with them.
But, I just think they were tired that day, you know?
Oh, no, they're like, a lawsuit? It's 4:59. You know what?
We're already rich. Let's just... I think
girl,
if they were...
If this was
his first hit and they were broke, they would be like, heck no, we're fighting
it. Right.
So there's another one, too, they say Ed Sheeran ripped off. This Cheap Thrill song from Sia. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
I hear that more than the other one.
Well, I don't know what I'm listening to.
You're hearing...
Oh, I got you.
Oh, man.
See, Amy, I don't trust your ear, though. If you're not hearing that, then I don't...
No, I hear that now. I just didn't know which... I didn't know which ones you were comparing the two. But isn't Ed Sheeran the other day, didn't you give us this whole lesson on how all songs are written off of, like, these certain...
Oh, yeah. Chords. Yeah, sure. But check this out. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Yeah.
Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
TLC needs to sue Sia.
To holler at me. Yeah. No, that's Shape of You again.
Oh.
See, Amy can't tell,
Amy,
guys.
Out.
Yeah, Amy's out of this. Which one's this, Lunchbox?
That's a Sia.
That's right. Nice. There you go. And which one is this?
That's Ed.
No, that's Sia again.
I got you.
Oh, you can't do that.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yes. So what happened where Eddie was complaining about food in the restaurant?
Oh my goodness. We go to eat at this place, and it was a steak restaurant, and they bring out the steak, and we're sitting there, and Eddie goes, man, this isn't very much steak. I'm still going to be hungry. And within 10 seconds, the manager is at our table. Is everything okay? Everything? And he's like, yeah. Next thing you know, they bring us a whole new steak, two new steaks. So we got double our serving because Eddie out loud, this isn't very much food.
Wow.
I didn't know I was talking that loud. I guess I was talking loud enough for them to hear.
You are a complainer, and you are kind of rude to service people.
Is he complaining? Really? I didn't complain to him. Correction.
But Eddie's like Mr. Nice Guy.
I am a nice guy, but service is important to me. Like, you're talking about the pizza situation?
I'm talking about pizza. I'm talking about on the phone with people. I'm talking about
customer service billing. Yeah, that was rough.
We did get kicked out of the backstage area, and Eddie kind of handled it harshly with the guy running it.
But Eddie does not.
I guess he is that way.
Yes, he is.
I don't like people being rude to me first. I guess.
I don't think you've ever worked service.
I've never worked service.
Right,
no.
And once you do, it changes your perspective.
Should I do a part-time service job? Experiment?
Okay. I'm not turning this into a bit.
I will do it for a week. I've never been a waiter or anything.
No one's going to hire you for a week, and that's rude of you to get a job and quit in a week. But,
oh, yeah, good point.
No, I think you wait tables for a week, but again, you have kids at home.
Well, I can't do a whole, like,
okay,
shift.
Then stop offering.
I can't do a whole shift.
If you waited tables for a week, and not only that, here's the thing, too. When I waited tables, I depended on tips. You have a great job here where you don't have to depend on tips. You can just be like, whatever.
What if you stop paying me for a week?
You still have money, and you have a job to go to.
Okay.
So
I tried.
Not really. The best thing I ever did was work service. One, waited tables for years. Two, worked retail. And you just appreciate things, and you treat people differently because when I waited tables, I depended on people. Mm-hmm. So now I know what they're going through because I was me. I don't think you do. You have a perspective.
No, I'm just the regular person going to eat and expect something because I'm paying for it. That's it. And when it's not that way, I kind of get a little irritated about it.
Not enough food, so you're going
to
complain.
I didn't
out
complain
loud.
To him though. All
oh,
I
out loud,
I,
loud,
I,
loud
was
music.
It loud, loud?
Oh, no,
loud,
no. I talked to Lunchbox about it, and I guess the guy was behind.
They had music playing, and they heard Eddie complaining, and they brought us over. Like the chef came out and had us two new plates, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Was it embarrassing to you?
So embarrassing, and
you?
I never get embarrassed.
I know. Wow. Yeah, Eddie's out of control.
Yeah.
He's OC, for sure OC. Come on, Bobby Bones Show. Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. Really appreciate you guys being part of the show today. For listening, for calling, for tweeting. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much. iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Thanks, guys. Come on, Bobby Bones Show.